first score 9-1?
9-1 the first game, 5-3 the second
5-3.
Game.
5-3. Okay, Bill, so you got a couple more coming up this weekend, huh?
Right. Couple doubleheader on Friday and doubleheader on Saturday.
Well, keep us in touch then, will you?
Very good.
Thanks
Joe.
Much for the call. That's Bill Lundquist from Golden Valley Lutheran, and taking a doubleheader from Itasca, 9-1, 5-3. The Gophers swept a pair of games at Siebert Field, beating Augsburg today, 12-4 and 2-1 from St. Olaf in that nightcap. And Dave Francoeur was the batting hero for the Gophers. The senior third baseman hit a three-run homer in the first game, also drove in the winning run in the second game with a bases-loaded single in the bottom of the seventh. And Minnesota freshman Bill Pornaika, who's out, Minnetonka way. Bill played football out there, too. Anyway, Bill had four singles, five RBIs for the two games. So the Gophers are 6-4 on the season now. And their next games are Monday when they play a doubleheader with Mankato State at Siebert Field. Players with the Minnesota Twins have changed their minds and say they will remain at training camp in Orlando. That announcement this afternoon, despite problems produced by yesterday's baseball strike, which forced cancellation of the remaining exhibition games. Although the owners say the players are welcome to remain in camp and work out, either on their own or with the coach's supervision, they also say the players won't receive expense money for food and lodging. That amounts to about $55 a day. Late yesterday, Twins player representative Mike Marshall had been adamant about not staying in Orlando if he wasn't paid. At that time, he said he would return to his home in Minnetonka, but would not tell other players what to do. But after a meeting with manager Gene Mock, why he decided to remain in camp, and says players will pay their own expenses. The players say they will open the regular season as usual, but will walk out again about May 22nd if an agreement is not reached with management. So that's late word on baseball and on the Twins. Well, here's another CCO Land Corporation, which has organized a van pooling program for its employees. Prudential Insurance, with regional headquarters on Wayzata Boulevard, Minneapolis. That nice big structure there. They started the program 4 years ago, and Prudential now runs 9 15-passenger vans for about 135 of its 2,500 employees, and it plans to add another van very soon. Its program is growing fast. It also provides more convenient parking space for its employees who carpool. Prudential Insurance, another CCO Land car and van pooler. 24 and a half minutes after 7, cloudy, 53 degrees. Here's Boney M. How dry I am. By the rivers of Babylon. That was Boney M. By the rivers of Babylon. And we have a cloudy sky, 53 degrees. We'll have our CBS baseball preview coming up in just a few seconds.
Hello, everybody. This is Herb Carneal, the voice of the Minnesota Twins on CCO Radio. You know, this year, the Twins could very well be one of the most exciting teams in baseball. Top contenders for the American League Western Crown. This young team of a year ago that thrilled us game after game is today stronger, more experienced, and even more determined than ever. I'm sure looking forward to it, and I know you are too. So join Frank Quillacy and me for all the action right here on CCO Radio.
The Dow Jones averages today. Industrials were up 3.33, closing at 787.80. Transportation's up 1.51. Utilities up 0.55. And the volume today, 35,210,000 shares. Well, last week, what was it, up around 65, 62, something like that. So a little sluggish today. Cloudy sky, 53 degrees now. We have a northeast wind at 8 miles per hour. And this is your car and van pooling station for the 80s, WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
As we look toward the upcoming baseball season, the National League West may hold the most topics of conversation. Looking at the keys to victory in the National League West, the Dodger free agent, the Houston hitters, and Tom Seaver. If they all come through, look for a three-team race. Join us tomorrow when we preview the American League West and also talk with some new managers, including Oakland's new manager, Billy Martin. The 1980 Baseball Preview is sponsored in part by Dreyfus Liquid Assets 2. This is Kurt Gowdy, CBS Radio Sports.
All right, Kurt Gowdy, we'll have another CBS Baseball Preview tomorrow night. 16 now before 8 o'clock. It's cloudy, 53 degrees. Here's Bob Ransom. Soon it's going to rain. pianist Bob Ransom. Soon it's going to rain. I wonder if he knows something we know. Let's check the weather here, see if he knows. North Dakota tonight and tomorrow, mostly to partly cloudy. Or partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s to low 30s. Highs tomorrow, mid-40s to around 50. Then mostly clear tomorrow night and Friday, with highs on Good Friday, low to mid-50s. For South Dakota, Stockman's advisory, southern two-thirds tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with rain and snow in that area, 1 to 3 inches of snow, and a chance of light snow tomorrow night. Decreasing cloudiness, mild on Friday in South Dakota. Lows tonight, the mid-20s to mid-30s, with highs tomorrow, mid-30s to low 40s. Friday, a little warmer, low 40s to low 50s. Iowa, rain with a chance of a thunderstorm developing tonight, continuing tomorrow. Lows tonight, upper 30s to around 40. Highs tomorrow in the 40s, then rain diminishing tomorrow night, possibly mixed with or changing to snow. And Friday, highs in the 50s under variable cloudiness. In Wisconsin, increasing cloudiness, a chance of showers late tonight. Lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s. Cloudy, windy, with rain likely tomorrow, highs in the 40s. And then on Friday, partly cloudy to sunny, with highs in the 40s to low 50s. Minnesota will have increasing cloudiness tonight, mostly cloudy tomorrow and tomorrow night, with a chance of showers in the south. Decreasing cloudiness Friday. Lows tonight, low 20s to lower 30s, and highs in the low to upper 40s tomorrow. And no Friday listed here, but I suppose about the same. For the Twin Cities, decreasing cloudiness or increasing cloudiness tonight. A low near 30. Cloudy tomorrow and tomorrow night. Slight chance of rain showers. High tomorrow, upper 40s, middle to upper 40s. And then decreasing cloudiness Friday with a high in the mid to upper 40s. Right now it is cloudy. Pressure 30.06 and steady. Humidity is now 27%. That's low, huh? Boy, I haven't seen it that low for a long time. Wind now to the northeast at 8 miles per hour. And the temperature is 53 degrees. 11 before 8 and now CCO Star Watch, your daily guide to the night sky over CCO land for this first half of April. In cooperation with the University of Minnesota Astronomy Department. The university's professor emeritus in astronomy, Carlos Kaufmanis, says astronomers have calculated that it's possible to determine the exact date on which Jesus was crucified. The most likely date, they say, is Friday, April 3rd, 33 A.D. First, it's generally agreed that Jesus was baptized in the spring of 29 A.D. So if that's true, it's impossible that his tremendous work on Earth could have been accomplished any earlier than 33 A.D. The second reason is the description of the crucifixion in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6, which says, "Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour." Could it have been an eclipse of the sun after the crucifixion? Well, probably not, unless it was a supernatural phenomenon. To cover the brightness of the sun, the moon must be new, but on the evening of the Passover, its face was not yet new. It's also hard to imagine that the darkness was caused by a sunstorm, as some theologians have suggested. Sunstorms are really too common a happening in Palestine to attract that much attention. Astronomical calculations do show that there was a partial eclipse of the moon on the evening of April 3rd, 33 A.D. The moon rose, already eclipsed, at 6:03 p.m. and regained its full light 34 minutes later. CCO Star Watch for the first half of April, in cooperation with the University of Minnesota Astronomy Department.
Robbie Wilfong of the Minnesota Twins. Last year he was platoon. This year play all the way against right and left-handed pitchers for the Minnesota Twins. This is Sid Hartman.
Cloudy, 50 degrees here in the Twin Cities. News and weather all day and all night from the station that serves the nation. Coast to coast through the night from the music room at Hobbs House. You're tuned to WCCO, St. Paul, and Minneapolis. And charging in here right now, it's Franklin Hobbs.
Have you ever seen me charge, really?
No.
Okay. What am I going to do with you, Joe?
You don't like me to lie? Oh, is this something else you got there?
No, it's just that you come back on a Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
We had 60 degrees today. Do you realize that?
62, in fact, I think.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay. And now you come up with the possibility of rain showers tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 40s.
Yeah, well,
I wish you'd work on that, please, for 11:30.
You know how it is. When you've got it, you might as well flaunt it, right?
I guess that probably is the answer. You're going to be among the first. Mr. McFarlane, and you, good neighbor, listening out there, among the first to hear a brand new Sinatra album, It was months in preparation. It's called Trilogy. Actually, it is six sides. And, let's see, two of the sides arranged by Billy May, two by Gordon Jenkins, and two sides by Don Costa. Now, what we plan to do over the next three nights is play practically the entire album for you. Maybe about 1 o'clock in the morning, we'll play two sides. How's that? Then two sides tomorrow night, two on Friday night, too. Ready for a sample? Have it for you, right here. I'd say that ain't hay for a gent who's pushing 65. He must have really been in training for this album. I'm anxious to hear more, and if you are, hang around. Enjoy the Hobbs House sound all the way through the night. You are more than welcome as a guest here in the music room. Song is You. That was put together many years ago by Jerome Kern. The arrangement behind Sinatra by the incomparable Billy May. Did a heck of a job, didn't he? Well, along the way, tonight we're going to be giving away very nice things indeed. And I want you to get in on a drawing that we're going to be holding over the next 5 weeks or so that may earn for you a $77 prize. You a little curious? Well, good. Get a pencil or a pen, a little hunk of paper, postcard, whatever you wish, and we'll give you instructions in just 1 minute.
If you're a Twin citizen or if you're coming in from out of town, remember the Hopkins House offers the most versatile dining, entertainment, room accommodation, and international Hawaiian inn, now in Minneapolis, Des Moines, and Phoenix. By the way, make those Easter Sunday reservations, too. 935-7711.
All right. Got that pencil, pen handy? Very good. We're going to give you instructions. Also tell you what you might win. We're giving away 10, no less than 10, sport packs from Bushnell over the next 5 weeks to a week. Now, each sport pack contains a portable radio, a set of 7x35 Insta-focus binoculars, a pair of aviator-type sunglasses, and all of this comes in a vinyl case, very good-looking, with a shoulder strap. And I'm told that they retail for about $77. Would you like to be a winner? Well, then, let's get in on it. Here's what you do. On the back of a postcard, put 10:38. 10:38. Central Standard Time. Add your name and address, flip the card over, and address it to Hobbs, WCCO Radio, Minneapolis 55402. It is as simple as that. Now, each time through the night that I give a time and give you instructions, use a different postcard. That gives you more opportunities to win. A greater opportunity, I should say. All right, let's hear from you. Now, get the card in the mail the coming day. Among the things that we'll be watching this night, as regards the news, Iran, of course, and then, of course, Mount St. Helens. A violent series of eruptions shook the mountain this past day in the state of Washington, and observers say the explosions were the most severe since the volcano woke up last week from a sleep of more than 120 years. Matter of fact, the new eruption sent huge billows of volcanic ash toward Portland, Oregon. Slight levels of ash reported in Vancouver and across the river. That's Vancouver, Washington, actually, across the river from Portland. And scientists in Vancouver released a report this past day on the effect of the volcanic ash being blown out of the mountain. It said that the present level of activity probably presents no danger to the lives nor health of people in areas more than 10 to 20 miles from the volcano. Brief exposure to the ash may cause minor irritation, but the ash can be harmful to crops and to machinery. We shall certainly watch for further developments and hope for the people who live nearby that nothing does develop. In the music department, we have come up with this by Mr. Cole Porter. I Get a Kick Out of You, the title of the tune by Porter and by the musical organization of Mr. Ted Heath.
Time.
Well, let's see. What would that be? 10 minutes in front of the hour of 11, and that is Central Standard Time. At this time, we still have 50 degrees, cloudy sky, northeast wind 16. The outlook is for increasing cloudiness this night. It'll drop to about 30 in the morning. Cloudy Thursday and Thursday night with a slight chance of rain showers. Highs, mid to upper 40s. And they say for Friday, with decreasing cloudiness, mid to upper 40s once again. Chance of that rain about 20%.